God's people. Thank you.
Praise His name. It's always a pleasure to be in the house of the Lord, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that's why we are here, to lift up His name, that men and women, boys and girls, would know that Jesus lives and that He lives within our hearts. And that's why we are here this day, to worship Him and to lift Him up. And we are so glad that you are able to join with us and be a part of our service each Sunday morning. Tell a friend, have them come in along with you and share fellowship with us. Today is a very special day. We are going to be lifting up Jesus and His Heavenly Father, and we want you to help us as well. So if the Lord has blessed your heart, please be free to say, praise the Lord, praise God. Today, I would like to address the Church of God, the Church of God of Peace. Notice I'm addressing God today as the God of Peace. Oh, how we need peace within our world today. And He and His Son is called the Prince of Peace. And we want to honor Him today and give Him all the glory. So today, I would like to address the Church of God of Peace that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, that are in every place and called upon Jesus Christ, our Lord. The God of Peace has given a new covenant of love and grace and mercy through His Son, Jesus Christ, which is called by Paul the Apostle the New Covenant. If you turn to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 6, you'll notice there that Paul addresses our Savior as New Covenant. We will come back to this in a little time. But then I want you to know also that He is a better promise, and He is now called Jesus Christ, has now established what we call the New Testament Church. He says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Now, we've been singing a song in lifting up Jesus. Jesus is the answer in all the world today. Above Him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. I will repeat it again. I'm saying it over and over because I would like you to understand that. Many people are a little confused as to which way to go, what to do, what to say. But today, friends, we want you to know Jesus is the answer in all the world today. Above Him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. The Word of God tells us here, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14 and verse 6. Jesus went on to say, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. John 12 and verse 32. We are here to lift up Jesus, that all men would see Him and glorify Him which is in heaven. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Many people are confused today which way to go, what to do, what to say. But we want to tell you, friends, Jesus is the answer to all our problems worldwide today. The entire world is confused as to what to do, what to say, how to say it. And so I want you to know today that Jesus is the answer to all our problems worldwide. And that we're going to be doing, letting you know that Jesus is the way. Today, we must understand that for us to have peace, we must go to the Prince of Peace. The Word of God tells us that Christ Jesus and our Heavenly Father is the Prince of Peace. And I want you to know, friends, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Today, it's important for us to understand that. How? Let me also tell you here. Over in chapter 8:13, that was read earlier on, we notice Paul is very, very concerned in that time, just as we are very, very concerned today. And listen what he's saying here after his letters, and this is the 13th chapter now, and this is what he says, let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. Love is very scarce today in our world. Why? Because we have turned away the God of love and the God of peace, and we have turned away also his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is love. And so we want you to notice here that Paul was very, very concerned in writing to the Hebrew church, because there was much confusion all around the church and inside the church today. Just like today, we're having confusion in the church and outside of the church. And Paul is saying here, let brotherly love continue, verse 1 of chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. He had explained quite a lot the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And here he's now summing up everything, and he's telling them, let brotherly love continue. Stop the confusion. Today, many in this country and in other countries are confused who to worship. They don't know about the true and the living God because we have turned him away. They don't know about the Son of God because we have turned him away. They don't know about the blessed Holy Spirit because they have ignored him. The Holy Spirit is left back here to minister to the hearts of people and to bring comfort to them. But no, we have turned away God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so we're a confused world today. We don't know whether we are going to the right or to the left. And today, friends, I'm trusting that at the end of this service, you'll know which way to go. And the right way to go is to follow Jesus, who says he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yes, I want you to understand that very clearly today, because it's very, very important. I sympathize with all that is happening among the countries throughout the world today. So many are confused. Children not knowing what to do. They don't know whether they're a little boy or a little girl. Likewise, our young people are so confused, they don't know which way to go, and so they commit suicide. Likewise, our adults not knowing what to do or what to say, and so they turn to drugs, alcohol, they turn to pornography, they turn to shooting and killing. And notice what Paul says here. Let brotherly love continue. If you kill your brother, you are a murderer. Yes. And his blood is crying out all over the street today, all over in buildings, because we have people who don't know the love of God and the love of his son, Christ Jesus, and are not listening to the voice of the blessed Holy Spirit. And so because of hatred, and bitterness, as you walk along the streets, you see it in the hearts and lives and faces of people, wickedness and hatred. Oh, friends, it's so sad. And so Paul was sensing that experience around the church at that time. And after trying to explain to them about God, the mercies of God, and the grace of God, because they were holding on to the law, and friends, the law brings death. Yes. The Word of God says the wages of sin brings death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so even now, at this time, oh, what a confusion. We don't even know the law anymore that governs this country. We cannot trust the law, neither. And so we have debt all around us. But God, through his son, Christ Jesus, tells us and his servant, let brotherly love continue. Praise his wonderful name. That's what we need in this world today. The song tells us, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All the ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand. And today, friends, the entire world is sinking. When it's not hurricane, it's flood. When it's not tornado, it's volcano. When it's not volcano, it's fire. And so, friends, we are all fearful of what is happening around us today. Men's heart are frightened. Yes. Men's heart are troubled. Men's heart are failing them for fear because they don't know what to do. Again, let me remind you, Jesus says, I am the way. The way to where? The way to his heavenly Father, who is offering love and grace and mercy to all generations. And today I want you to know, friends, that the God that we serve loves all. Whether you are red, yellow, black, or white, God loves you. He cares for you. And he's telling you today, look at his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful gift he has given unto us. But then let me move on quickly because we have a lot to talk about. Here again, we are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we must display, when I think of these friends, we must display and practice love. We must display and practice love. Now, how do we do this? The Word of God tells us, friends, if we are going to serve God, we must love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. That's the first thing we have to do. Learn to love the Creator of the heavens and the earth, which is God Almighty, the God of peace, the God of love. We must first honor him. That's what we do here. We worship him because he's a God that has eyes, he has ears to hear and lips to speak. He understands what you're going through. And if you only just cry out, friends, from fear that is troubling you now, God have mercy on me. That's all you need to say. Yeah. He is listening out for your cry. Just cry out, God have mercy on me. God have mercy on my family. God, yes, have mercy upon my country. God, yes, be merciful unto us as a people. That's what, yes, God is listening out for. The psalmist David, in praying to God, he says, hear my cry, O God.
Yes,
yes, friends, are you crying out to him tonight, today? Are you crying out to him? Listen, God brought love to all mankind. There's a portion of scripture that I want to take you to. Let's look at chapter 13 of Hebrews and chapter 8. But before I go there, let me take you to verse 3. Remember them that are in bonds. They're still on the note of love. Paul is encouraging the church because he too experienced that. And so he's saying here, verse 3 of chapter 13, remember them that are in bonds, as bounded with them, and them that suffer adversity, as being yourself also in the body. I wonder how many of you realize that there are thousands of Christians all over the world today that are in prison. They are being persecuted. Or they are being tortured in all different ways. And Paul is saying we are to remember them, friends. Remember them. It is so easy for us to forget those that are on the wayside, having nowhere to sleep. Oh, it's so sad when you watch the television to see what is happening with people. Nowhere to shelter. When you listen to the radio, and I would encourage the Christians today, because we are so stick to the three television and radio stations in our county, or in our way, that we don't know what is happening around us with our brothers and our sisters in the Lord. They are being persecuted by many Pharaohs and Herods that are ruling over many nations all over the world. They are killing people, abortion, murder. Oh, they are destroying the lives of Christians who fail in listening to what they are saying and decide to serve God. Yes, today, God himself says we must serve him in spirit and in truth. There is no other God before me, not the politicians, not the governors, not the mayors, not the teachers, but listen to what God is saying, friends. There is no other God before me. And he wants us to serve him in spirit and in truth. Now, I want for us to look at the word of God here. Listen what verse 6 says here in chapter 13. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. How many of us can say this? Paul is speaking to the Christians. And this is what he says. So that we the Christians that are called by the name of God, may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Is he your helper today, friends? Call upon him, and he will answer you. And I will not fear what men or man shall do unto me. Fear is a bad thing, friends. And as we look through the pages of the Bible, we see so often the word fear not. I often think of the shepherds out in the field watching over their flock by night. And there goes the angel came to visit them. And the word of God says they were afraid. And what they heard from the angel, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. They were hearing good news of great joy. Today, we are bringing to you good news, good news. Christ died for you. Good news, good news. Christ lives within our hearts. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within our hearts, friends. But let me hurry on. Here the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 8, sorry, Hebrews 13 and verse 8 and 9. Listen what it says here. Jesus, I like that. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, yes, and today,
yes,
and forever.
Yes.
Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrine. Many are not even aware that they are now changing the Bible. Yes, and so you have to be careful of what you're picking up off the shelves now, because they are changing the words of our Bible now to suit themselves. Many are doing this. There are many, many out on the shelves just now, all over the world, not only here in the United States of America, to satisfy their evil and adulterous ways. They are changing the Word of God. And today, I want you to know, be not carried about with the false teachings that we are hearing on our radio. Our language today has changed tremendously, and we have to be careful how we speak now, or else you can be arrested and placed in prison. So you have to be careful. So I want you to know, friends, that Paul was very much aware. This is what was happening in the time of the Hebrew church. Paul is encouraging them, be careful. He says here, be not carried away. Be not carried away with diverse and strange doctrine. We have it today, friends. It's plentiful here. We have ministers who call themselves ministers of religion, servants of God. They have changed around the word of God now to satisfy their pockets and the houses that they are living in and the cars that they are driving. And many who wants to live the American dream, it's rotten apples here, friends, rotten apples. Turn to God. He will satisfy your needs. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, he will meet your needs. He fed the over 5,000 people, and they were all satisfied. He provide water. He provide drink in different ways for them. Shelter he provided. Come to him today, friends. The word of God says, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrine. Yes, we have it in abundance in this country. Be careful to these ministers that are offering you wealth. Yes, be careful. Their pockets and their bank accounts have very much wealth from your little savings that they are telling you to give them. Turn to Jesus. He's calling you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, friends, come to him today and find rest and comfort and peace in him. The scripture tells us here that we must turn to him. He is eternal, and he expresses his love to all mankind.
Yes.
Because he is the God of peace. Praise his wonderful name.
Yes,
listen, Lord. What Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Let me read it for you. Hebrews chapter 1. Again, Paul is telling the church to be careful. And we today have to be careful. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, he says here, who being the brightness of his glory, verse 3, I like that. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his promise, of his power, when he had by himself, I think of this sense, purge our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. What is Paul talking about here? What is he really talking about? He's talking about Christ Jesus, who we have been lifting up to you so often. Jesus offered himself as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Today, I want you to know he is offering you life. He's offering life. Do you want life? You have been working for quite a long time. You have been laboring for quite a long time. And for some reason or the other, you're not making it. I have to hurry. And I want you to look at this now, which I'm going to share with you. In chapter 13 of Hebrews, the word of God tells us in verse 12, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Yes, the Bible teaches, friends, in John, before I go on further with this, let me take you over to John. John chapter 3. It's a portion of scripture that we all love, but I want to point out something a little different to you today. Here the word of God is now telling us in John chapter 3. Listen what it says here. And again, we're talking about Jesus. Listen. The scripture says, John chapter 3, for God is speaking to a religious man. There are many religious people around today, but they still don't know the scriptures. They don't know God, and they don't know the Son of God. Jesus speaking to Nicodemus, and this is what he had to say. In John 3, he says here, verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Who said this? Yes. Jesus yes. is answering him. Notice that. We're lifting yes. up Jesus, friends. That's what we're doing. We are lifting up Jesus that you will see him, the light of the world. Nicodemus is asking questions just like you, just like the people back in the time of Paul. Jesus answered Nicodemus and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Did you hear that? Yes. But is that all? He said, no. He went on further to say here, and that we must note. He tells him, friends, again, he answers many, many times. He tells us that Jesus continued to tell him and to answer him. Verse 10, Jesus said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things that I'm saying to you?
Yes.
Well, you know, many are not understanding about the things of God today, because it's so sad your parents didn't send you to Sunday school, neither to church, neither in school you had a Bible to read, or at home you had a Bible in your home. It is so sad when I came to this country here and to hear on the radio so many adults are saying they never see a Bible. They don't know what a Bible is all about. They don't know about God. They don't know about Jesus. Yet this country been sending people all over the world to preach, for God so loved the world. And we are not practicing love here. We are not practicing love here. Listen what Jesus said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Who said that? Jesus, the Son of God, said that. Yes. Verse 10, again, Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Yes, friends, you need to know about the Son of God. Yes. And I'm going to come to a close on this note here, because it's very, very important that we speak about this. Listen, the Bible tells us in chapter 19 of John and verse 5, again, the question is always being asked, because it's being asked out of ignorance. John 19, the Word of God tells us, verse 5, Then came Jesus forth, wearing a crown of thorns and a purple robe. And Pilate said unto him, Behold the man. He's speaking to the multitude. Today, Pilate is saying to the multitude, and today Eric Fiani is saying to you, Behold Jesus. We are offering you Jesus today.
Yes.
Behold the man, says Pilate. Verse 7. And Jesus answered him, We have a law. The law in this country is so weak because we have turned away the Bible. So we don't know what is law anymore. But God, the author of law and justice, His Son, the Prince of Peace, that giveth life. Listen what the Word of God says here to us in verse 7. The Jews answered him, We have no law, and by our law he ought to die. Yes. When you listen to our judges today in this country and in other countries too, and you hear the verdict that they are passing on, you wonder, where is the law? Because he made manifest the Son of God. Because he made himself the Son of God. That's what they said. Today, friends, we are lifting up men and women all over, and we are serving them now as if they are gods. But yes, they are miserable, yes, failures.
Yes.
Miserable failures. But then I must hurry, and so I'm going to skip over some of the things, and I want to take you to the book of Acts. Listen, I like this very much. The book of Acts, chapter 2. Here, the Word of God tells us now in chapter 2. Sorry that I have to be jumping the scriptures like this because of time. Acts chapter 2. Listen what the Word of God says here, friends. Chapter 2 and verse 24. Whom God had raised up, having loosed the pain of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. You know, friends, every time I think of this portion of scripture, I could read from verse 22, and I would encourage you to read from verse 20 through verse 24, whom God had raised up, having loosed the pain of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of death.
Yes, yes.
You see, friend, they offered who we've been talking about all the while, the one who has brought love, grace, and mercy, Christ Jesus. The Word of God tells us that God, the God who created the heavens and the earth, raised up the Son of God from the grave and made him alive. And I want you to understand, friends, that God Almighty has power to raise you up because you are dead in trespasses and sin. But he can offer you life through his Son, Christ Jesus, today. This Son of God was taken from the grave by his Father, the God Almighty, the God of peace. Today, friends, you are dead in trespasses and sin. God, through his Son, Christ Jesus, died upon the cross for you, that you can have life everlasting today. Yes, friends, Jesus is saying to you today, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden. Oh, husband and father, oh, young man and young woman, middle-aged men and women, boys and girls, why not come to God, God Almighty? Yes, friends, the Word of God says we should serve him with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. Not our leaders that are leading us to hell today. No, friends, God is offering you life. Yes, he wants to raise you from the dead because you are dead in trespasses and sin. You can have life. Just a look. Would you see him today on the cross of Calvary? No, he's not there. He is at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, interceding for you today. Yes, friends, the third day of September, saying, Father, have mercy upon the many that are suffering all over the world because they are walking in darkness. Yes, friends, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. But he didn't stop with that. He says, come, 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 friends, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Are you tired of the burden that you're carrying, the burden of sin? Paul, again, speaking to the Roman Christians, he says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. What is the gift of God? The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that taken away the sins of the world, the Lamb of God that died upon the cross for you and for me. He paid the wages of sin, which was death. He died for you that you can live. Would you embrace him today? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your love towards us, in that you love us so much that you gave your Son to pay the price for our sins, that we can have life everlasting today.
Yes.
Moved by your Spirit, we pray in this country and in other countries too that have turned their backs upon you. Holy Spirit, move, we pray, in every home, in every city, in every county, in every state. Oh God, all over the world, people are tumbling over each other, not knowing what to do, trying to find peace when you're offering them peace, the peace that passeth all understanding. Come, come, says Jesus. Those that are thirsty today, those that are hungry, those who don't know which way to go, come, because I am the way, the truth, and the life. Heavenly Father, breathe now upon your people that are all over the world today. Your Son is the answer to the problem in this our world today. Help them to see him as we lift him up. He was on the cross. Oh, but we are so happy, O God, that you raise him from the dead. And today, he's at the right hand, sitting down and interceding for all mankind.
Yes.
Because he's not willing that any should perish, or that all should have everlasting life. Grant life, we pray, to the many restless souls in this old world today. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there one, two, three, a family that is at home just now, restless, not knowing what to do? The children have to go to school on Tuesday. You don't know what to do. The light bill to be paid, the motor car installments to be paid, the mortgage to be paid. I'm going to lose my house. Oh, I'll have to move out because I cannot pay the rent. I've lost my job. My children cannot go to school because I cannot afford it. Oh, friends, why not come to Jesus? You are heavy laden. Oh, the burden you're carrying is pretty heavy. Why not cast your care upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world? Why not surrender to him today? Is there 1, 2, 3, or 4 today? Oh, how I would love to pray with you. By faith, I am seeing you now. You are sitting in your living room just there. You are restless. You're in your car not knowing what to do. You're sitting outside your house listening to the phone, not knowing what to do. Oh, many are enjoying the things of the world. But then tomorrow we hear how many got shot last night. And then how many are crying because they've lost their loved ones. The blood of many young people, the blood of many adults are crying out, friends. But then how about those who are aborting their children? Oh, yes, that child that is in your womb, you wickedly kill that child. Yes, friends, the blood speaks. In case you don't know, the blood speaks. And is the blood of many, many children. The blood of many that are being shot while you are shopping in the store, while you are walking on the street. The blood is crying out. Crying out, yes, friends, would you come to Jesus today? Is there 1, 2, or 3? Jesus is calling. He's calling you now. Is there 1, 2? How about 4 today? Father, I pray for the many that are now lifting their hands or their hearts or their voices to you. Give ear to their cry, we pray. And be merciful, we beg of you. Oh, the gift of love, the gift of grace,
yes.
Oh, the gift of mercy.
Yes.
You are offering it to all mankind today. Oh, if they would only embrace these gifts and
yes.
have the peace that passeth all understanding. Grant it now, we pray. Father, through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, bless all those that are now turning their hearts over to you. Breathe upon them, we pray. Comfort their hearts, we beg of you. And give them life everlasting. Oh, we pray today for the many homes that are restless, the many homes that are in desperate need. Lord, visit them, we pray now. Those, oh God, that are being persecuted for righteousness' sake, oh, we remember them. We love them because they are our brothers and our sisters in the Lord. Oh, they are being tortured by wicked men. Breathe upon them, we pray, and comfort their hearts and minister love and peace. We beg of you, for this we ask today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Praise his wonderful name. Praise God. We thank God for his word today.
Thank you, Lord.
There is life in his word, friends.
Yes,
there is
hallelujah.
Life.
Hallelujah.
His word is sweet. The psalmist says that the word of God is sweet as honey.
Yes,
yes, why not come and taste and
yes.
see that the Lord is good. Praise
hallelujah.
His wonderful name.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Thank you. We thank you, Lord. We
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for that woman, that young woman. Oh, God,
right.
not knowing what to do just now at home.
Right.
We pray for that young man that is restless,
right.
not knowing what to do.
Right.
Have mercy, we pray. For that
right.
couple, Lord, have not knowing what to do. Have mercy
yes.
upon them, we pray today. Mercy,
right.
Lord. Mercy, that's a gift to all generation. if they would only just embrace it and find life in you. Grant it today, we ask. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Amen. Amen.